Is it long enough for you? You like
Brother, I
that?
love that.
Oh, well, look, I don't want you to miss it. So, you know, we can. Okay. Welcome to Marrow Wanderers. I'm Mike. Right there is, of course, the crispy critter. Brady joins us.
Hello.
Hello, Wet Ham. How's it going? And then, of course, over there is Notorious TAD. It is, of course. Cool break intro like that.
That is so metal of you.
Yeah.
So metal.
Well, happy evening, guys. How are things going?
It's
Good.
Saturday.
Tid, welcome to the show
Thank you.
that we've been canceling since before canceling was even called canceling.
Is that what the crispy criteria is?
That's what the crispy criteria is. Now, what do you're from the Godfathers of podcasting, which is you've
What?
been podcasting before podcasting was even called podcasting.
Yeah, it was called online radio back then
That's
because
cool. Yeah.
they didn't know what a podcast was. It was still just radio, and it was a radio station that hosted like lots of freaking talent, man.
All kinds
We're
of
talking
people on
people
that.
like Jeff Merrick, people like George Strombolopoulos, people like Bob Mackowitz Jr., people like Mike Wixon, people like
Deadly Headley, we'll come again.
Deadly Headley Jones, John Walters Jr. even.
That's right, yeah.
So many people. And of Sid the Deuce Sixero from Toronto TV fame.
Okay.
Yeah, and us. Unfortunately. So it was 1996. We were the very first ones to do it and talk, you know, as much as people like to claim that spot, whatever.
A lot of people claim that
Yeah.
title.
No,
And then
there was a lot that came out of that, but like you say, it was live. It was virtually Canadian, was the network. But then a couple of really like big talent came out of that. And then one of the things that happened was your show just kept going and going and going offline. Virtually Canadian ceased to be in its current form. You guys just took off.
Yeah, well, I mean, live audio wrestling did itself. Like it prospered for a lot of days. As you know, there's a big backstory there that involves people from, you know, Fight Network and Brian Sobey and the other people that we knew back then in the day, Mike. I went on and left the show to pursue more wrestling. I didn't have the kind of time to dedicate to the show that it required. And they prospered. They went on to do a lot of shows after we left, after Fight bought it, after it, you know, got handed over to Jason Agnew, and it ran for many, many years until they finally had to change the name of it. You know, live audio wrestling had changed. It died, basically, right?
But then, like you and not too scrawny Donnie, really have kept, you've kept a really constant thing going. For how many years now have the Godfathers of podcast been going on?
Well, Godfathers. So in between, we had a show called The O Show as
Oh
well
my
with
God, I forgot about the O Show.
Dan Yo. Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, how could you forget about that? Well, I don't remember the place that we recorded that. Maybe you can refresh my memory.
Oh,
Oh
is
yeah.
that it? Okay, yeah. My studio?
Yeah, that place. Now we know why this now we
That
know why this show is called the Marrow Wanderers, ladies and gentlemen.
is the name of the show. For the last 2 minutes, I was like, what is the name of the
Wait, before we
show?
get off track here, what is everybody smoking? What are you
I'm
smoking?
actually smoking the same thing that I've been smoking for the past week, which is a wheelchair pink and a mix of Long Island pink,
All
all
right,
indica.
Mike, what are you partaking in?
Fuck, Brady. I love a good pink. You know that? Okay,
Show me the pink.
so this is I'm into the vape situation, and so I've got Papa's Herb. I don't know what that is, but it's quite delicious. And then Maui Wowie, something from the craft market, I like to call it.
Ah.
So yeah, enjoying both of those this evening. Tid, what about you?
I am having what is called the strain itself. I'm smoking it out of a bong. The strain of itself is called a go tit fuck yourself.
The
And
market.
I say that because I grew it myself, and then it came back a following year.
Oh, really?
It's called it the Tid Go Fuck Yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. We tried to get rid of it. I could have called it the cat, but, you know, because it came back. And that's what I've been smoking, and it's fantastic.
Do you expect it to come back this year?
I am waiting to see.
Did you imagine 3 years in a row? Oh, my goodness.
I have heard this on the home grow side of things. People do such a good job of it. And if it's protected, an area that's protected and there's been enough droppage in the area, you may just get it several years, man.
I mean, isn't that the way it's supposed to be in the first place?
It's called weeds for a reason.
Brady, was it you and I talking one day about friend of mine that woke up in the middle of, he was doing some shooting in Vietnam.
Yes.
And he just camped out for the night. He woke up.
Was he shooting Vietnamese?
And he was shooting film.
Oh.
He was shooting.
Mr. or Mrs. Film.
No, let's just, nah, it doesn't matter. Okay. It's not important. But he was making a film.
Okay.
And he got up in the morning after camp and he said, just for miles and miles and miles, it was just weed that was feeding itself.
Yeah.
I don't know if he partook. I had time to dry some out, but
I find it suspect that he said it was feeding itself, because that seems a little like Little Shop of Horrors, but you know.
There's also a lot of mushrooms in that field. I don't know. Everything was breathing, man, and it was kind of neon.
Has that been done yet? Where you can like grow mushrooms and weed in the same fucking garden, same space?
Well, you couldn't, because mushrooms need a dark so when you have mushroom spores, they need like a dark area to grow. So you need like a freezer, deep freeze, something like that, a box, you know, like you can get little mushroom. Speaking of mushrooms, I was gonna do a little bit of mushrooms earlier just so that we came in, it would be mushy wanderers, but maybe next time.
Is that your thing? Do you like to do how much mushrooms? How much? Oh my God, Tidwell, I just remembered a scenario with you and I that involved mushrooms and
the Whittakers
and boobs.
Did it involve the Whittakers? Because every time I eat mushrooms, I feel like I become one of those. Have you seen the Whittakers before? I don't mean to steer topics off, but while we're talking about mushrooms.
I mean, if you've got the picture there, when I first saw these guys.
Jesus, fuck.
What? I thought for sure.
It's all right.
For sure that was the new promo pics for this show.
I'm in the middle for sure.
That's me. That is Brady right there in the middle.
Oh, wow.
That's Mike without the beard. that's me with the old wandering eye and the clearly drunken nose and no bottom row of teeth.
I like that there's like a definite Three Stooges like mashup.
Happens when you eat the growing mushrooms that are just eating themselves in the food.
You know that song, I am my own grandpa? All three of those guys are their
own. Oh man, there's so many American inbred families, eh? Anyway, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying.
I saw no difference.
You know, it is so sad. So tell me about these guys. What do we know about them?
They're in a remote part of, I think, West Virginia. I could be wrong, but I think they're in like West Virginia in a remote part. The locals take care of them and keep the people away from them. They're very well protected. But yes, the family tree is online. If you do want to look up the Whittaker family tree, somebody has researched it and laid it out.
It's a stick.
It's not very long.
It's a stick.
It's a fucking twig.
There's zero branches on that fucking tree, dude.
There's only one address in three generations. Okay. Oh, here it is. Okay, I think I got this, guys. Give me a second. I'll see if I can pull this up.
Yeah, go for it.
Wow. This is...
Their family tree is interesting.
Well, okay. Just a second. I mean, a couple of senators I just saw showed up on that. So let's see if I can add
The one brother only speaks and barks. So since he grew up with a bunch of wild dogs... I'm not shitting. He only speaks and barks. And everyone understands him. So when he shows up, the other people are like... Hey, how you doing? All right, and then he's just like, burr, 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 burr. I swear to God, I'm not shitting you, man.
Is this guy finally the real dog whisperer?
The dog grew, like, you can tell he's very
have real dogs.
Once again, Three Stooges, like, you know, hey, Mo.
Okay,
hey.
Which one do you think?
Okay, it's got Barky is the one in the middle for sure,
because he's got those whistle teeth.
It's not.
The one,
on the left, I believe, passed away recently.
Oh no, yeah. I am sorry to hear that.
So the one on the left of the screen right now with the no teeth at all, with the smile, with the gums are showing, I believe he's passed away. The other brother that you're seeing on the right hand side, I'm pretty sure is the Barker.
Wow.
The grizzled train riding hobo looking one.
I wouldn't call him that. I think
what's his name? Shippy?
Distinguished gentleman. I just think that he communicates.
Do we know what their first names are, or do they have first names?
Larry, Moe, Curly.
What do you
Hey, Mo.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. That's what the fucking. Wow. You know what I mean? I don't know, guys.
For our American friends, they are the Pep Boys, ladies and gentlemen.
But do you want another cheesy? Oh, right, Reggie. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't. Yeah. You know what? I mean.
But mushrooms, if every time I eat mushrooms, I feel like that's what I look like when I look in the mirror. Again?
Let me just see those guys one more time. Yeah, Kiss looks way different without their makeup.
Wow, don't they, though?
Paul Stanley has let himself go.
He sure has.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Don't put Carrot Top on the screen.
You can't sneak up on a brother like that.
Dude, Carrot Top has got a lot of work done recently. Dude. Holy
remember when one of his like biceps or his shoulders or something like that fell? One of his fake fucking muscles that he had? This is what happened here. His fucking chin fell.
Yeah, that's what all of it just started to rise up inside of him. He's just like steroid face. Well, there you go anyway.
Well, we've seen Cher. Now, what does Eric Stoltz's makeup look like?
That's pretty funny. No, here's the thing. Family tree.
There it is. Wow.
Come on. That guy doesn't have a hat.
I mean,
okay, you see the one with the army hat? He actually is the most normal out of all of them. They run into him at a Walmart and he just runs into them and he's like, Hey, how you doing? Like he can actually keep a conversation going. He's got a few things going on in there, but the rest of them are almost incoherent.
He's the one that negotiates the fucking movie deals.
Jeez. I don't know if they're getting a movie deal. The one with the hat on, with the little bucket hat, is the Barker. That's the guy who just barks.
The bucket hat.
Bucket hat.
Wow. Look at these people. They have like six teeth between them and like two of them are on display all the time in that one guy's head. Wow. And it looks like, and the ones that have teeth, it looks like their tongue is in jail. What the fuck?
I gotta be honest with you. I thought this was the cast of Duck Dynasty.
Why is it on? Why am I part of the family now?
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Oh no. You know what? Never mind. I'm not gonna say it, but
here, put that up again.
Oh, you thinking what I'm thinking, Mike? I see.
Yeah. It's too bad. He's passed
for
away.
Listening on Spotify right now. For some reason, I'm the only thing on the screen. But no, the Whitakers. That's my mushroom trip, and basically
that's
in a
picture. So funny. Wow. Hey,
Does that qualify as mandatory solo time that you have in the deal, Brady?
Uh oh, Brady needs more royalties. Here he goes. Oh, now it's my turn for the royalties. I like that I've gotten a handle on the tech over the last couple of shows.
I like
it
too. To
the point where I can zoom in. Hold on a second. Watch this. This is fancy shit. Wow. Hey guys, look, you're little tiny people over here. Oh, you little tiny guys. Oh, anyway, doesn't matter. I wanted to mention this. We talked earlier about a wildlife situation in Colombia that, I don't want to come off well educated, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even I was like, oh, I don't think there's hippos in Colombia. Tid's like, oh, yeah, there's hippos.
I thought that was the Rosie picture again from the previous.
Oh, I am sorry. Yeah, no. Hello, Rosie, are you home? Yeah. I am.
I thought that was Eric Stoltz again.
Whoa. Hold on.
No, we did it again.
There was a casting battle.
This is what happens when you mix the two.
Oh, no. It's more to add to the fan. Wait a second.
Oh, I'm seeing.
Oh, no.
Pieces of the puzzle are coming together, my friends.
Well, okay. We did unravel that. Tid was talking about this the other day. It made me laugh so hard. Cocaine Bear or whatever it is out in theaters. What's it called?
Cocaine bear. It's Cocaine Bear, yes.
Like, first of all, the fucking bear was not on cocaine, right?
Well, it was right before it died. but it didn't do all of those other things.
Apparently, yeah, it was actually on cocaine. The true story is it ate a brick.
Yeah, and died.
And died.
That was the end of Cocaine Bear. Like, just like it would be with any of us if we ate a brick of fucking cocaine.
That would be a shit movie, right?
Come on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do some real
stuff. If you survived, you'd end up barking for the rest of your life. So
it's crazy. But during all of the cocaine stuff, back everybody who's familiar with one Juan Pablo Escobar and his...
Here he is now.
That's not him right now.
Oh, sorry.
He took a bunch of those little house hippos, four of them to be exact, and moved down to Colombia, down to Medellin in Colombia. And these things just started breeding like hippos, I guess you could say. And to the point now where the original four are gone, but there is somewhere between 130 and 160 fucking hippos.
Now, hippos are not like raccoons in your neighborhood, are they?
How do you miscount 30 fucking hippos? Did they move around? Did they move around so fast when you were counting them that you didn't get a chance? You were like, wait, did I count you already? Or did I not fucking count you already? Like, I know exactly, Brady. How many hippos do you have in your backyard?
Exactly.
I have two wild bunnies. That's
about
it.
Are you sure? Because you could have somewhere between 0 and 30 hippos.
Yeah, statistically.
One second. I'll check right now.
Statistically speaking, there's a huge gap there where there's only 100 or 130 of them, 160 of them. First of all, I like that you got caught up on the math, Tidwell. That's too funny. Hold on. Statistically speaking, there's 30.
Sorry, there's zero.
There is zero.
So there's zero.
We're on the end of zero, right?
Yeah, so
somebody out there has 30 fucking hippos in their backyard.
Somewhere between 0 and 30. Right.
And they don't know it.
If you're listening or watching right now, check your backyard, check out your window, off your balcony, wherever it is. Please. If there's any hippos,
call the FBI. Call 911 right now if you have 30 hippos in your backyard.
But they realistically, they not only did they lose 30, but there's 160 potentially running around on the loose.
Yeah, because there's no predators, so they'll just continue to grow. This is like when Bart Simpson took the fucking frogs down to Australia or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what this whole thing is going to
be. You get the boot.
Now they've got wild fucking Colombian hippos. And Colombia.
Colombian hippos sounds so fucking stupid.
And Colombia.
It sounds like a girl you dated in high school or something. Right. Yeah, that's fucking old Colombian hippo. You know?
I like that they have it as an invasive species. We get a bad case of the Colombian hippos in our neighborhood. Yeah. It's wow.
What did you marry?
It's not snakes. It's not spiders. It's not like some sort of dangerous fucking Komodo dragon. No, motherfucker. We have hippos. They're eating our children.
I don't know if you guys remember, but the Beatles came over here from China somehow. Like, what if these hippos arrive in a container? And next thing you know, it's not a problem with coyotes anymore.
Could you imagine all of a sudden sea container? You know what I mean? Comes. They open it up here in North America. And instead of like arachnophobia with a fucking little spider, two hippos come fucking racing out.
You know there's a movie coming now.
And just start fucking right in front of you so they can start breeding instantly as soon as they get out of the land.
They breed like fucking squirrels.
They're just got their heads turned, just looking at you like, go ahead, fucking stop me. You see what these can do to a watermelon?
The first thing they do is fuck, and then 18 seconds later they eat the shoreman. Everybody standing there gets eaten. So yeah, it could happen. And by the way, you were fucking warned right here on this show.
Yeah,
this happens. You know, you give people advice and you say keep an eye out for the fucking hippos in your neighborhood, and they're like, oh, and then shit like this happens.
Boom. Boom. You're driving down the fucking road one day. You're trying to get a nice little bit of fucking roadhead. Next thing you know, you look down to shift into fucking fourth gear, right? And you lift your head up. You lift your fucking head up from trying to hold her fucking hair back. And
oh my God.
Boom.
All of a sudden, this
fucking New Zoo review right in the middle of the fucking road. Oh, man.
You can imagine, but look at the size of this fucking thing.
Dude, it's like, huge. That's probably a small one, to be honest.
Oh yeah, that's just a baby hippo.
Yeah, that thing's wow. Well, look at the scars on it from running through the bushes too, though, right? Their body's not
that's
meant
not
to
scars
be.
From bushes. They use these things for transportation, bro. They don't have these are like the literally they're mules. Hippos are the mules for cocaine.
That's what they were doing. I thought they were guard dogs.
Oh, they might be. I don't know. I think I they were a lot guard of dogs. Shit up.
No, but I think he had them for guard dogs on the property. Yeah, he's making a lot of shit up.
No, literally, it's a fact.
Yeah,
dude, Wix, did I just made that up. Sponsor commercial ready to go. Like, was it? Is it good this time?
Oh yeah. This, hold on, I got it. Just a second.
We should probably do that right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's not the sponsor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you fucking my life up, man. Oh, Jesus. I guess we lost the sponsor now.
Sponsor got hit by a car.
I don't know. There were sponsor issues. But anyway, that's too bad. Well, Columbia, good luck. Good luck to you and keep your fucking hippos to yourself. We don't want them, okay?
Yeah, I don't want any hippos.
Keep the cocaine coming. But the hippos, you keep, okay?
Yeah.
Listen, what else is going on with you guys? Recently, by the way, Tidwell, you joined up with Shuli and a bunch of other broadcasters on a cool network that Shuli put together. What's that? Is that the Godfathers of Podcast on there?
Yeah, Godfathers of Podcasting. We've been fortunate enough to team up with Shuli Igar and the Reverend Sir Bob Levy himself. To do our show live on Thursdays, the video portion, much like this right here. And then immediately following that, we put this right over to the SNME radio network, where it is the audio version only for so you can listen to it. You know, while you're driving down the street, while you're waiting in the fucking DMV, like you're trying
don't to... give us a fucking list of where you can listen to it.
Oh, you can listen to it in court.
Where else can you listen to it, dude?
Yeah, oh, thanks. Listen, appreciate that, Brady.
You can listen to it, you know, on all of your regular broadcast providers.
Yep.
But it is a really good show to listen while you're waiting to discuss what's happened to your fro checks. saying that seems to be a lot of our demographic.
Oh, by the way, thanks for your email. We'll grammatically correct any emails you send to us as we read them. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about periods. Don't worry about actual English words.
That's something I don't have to do anyways.
We're already starting to get fan mail. Maybe on the next episode, I'll start reading some of these comments and fan mail things.
Are you enjoying some of the comments, Critter?
Well, here's the thing. They really like Mike. They like you. They like that the Marawanderers are back in rotation. But they keep calling me a little dickhead.
That's bullshit. Come on. What do they know about dickheads anyway, these guys?
No, no. Everybody's very...
You told them...
He got my email.
You told them that you're a grower, not a shower. I'm not
Oh, no.
How big do you think that tongue actually gets?
Which
I've
one?
Seen bigger. I've seen bigger.
But that's a crazy thing. Why is a Dalai Which Lama one? Kissing kids? What's going on? Why is
and
he
I have
doing
a hard
this?
Time. Like, his tongue is clearly circumcised.
Why are we back on this again? Oh, his tongue is... What the fuck?
Look at that thing. That is clearly circumcised.
Religious purposes only.
I like that the balls are still attached, though. That's his chin.
That is not the tongue of a Jewish man.
Oh, geez. Okay. I think we're about out of sponsors. No. Time, but
oh man, who here thinks that was okay? No, no, no. It's not okay.
Is that one and the same? Does the Dalai Lama run North Korea?
Somebody has to step in and say, "No, listen, man. Just keep your tongue in your mouth." I don't understand.
Mike, you always ask everybody else. Well, do you have anything you want to plug right now?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Not interested. Oh, hold on. I do have a commercial that I'd like to play. Smash. That was for you. That's the extra. Do you still should I use that as the extra, do you think? What do you think?
If I never see that again, I will die happy.
Fucking asked for it. You asked for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brady has left the building.
I'm here.
He's just looking for hippos out his window. Like
I was actually checking.
Oh, can you order hippo meat on Uber Eats?
I figured there might be a chance that there was one packed with cocaine.
I was like gonna say
DeLorean. Fucking DeLorean, right? Like that's why everybody bought the fucking DeLoreans
because they're I've cut three of these fucking hippos open and nothing.
Right? I found one fucking Jedi in one of these hippos, but no fucking cocaine.
This is Brady right after the show looking for hippos in his backyard.
I got to keep this girlish figure somehow. Come on.
Instead of crawling around on the carpet looking for that stone that you fucking lost, you know, you fucking dropped one out of the fucking batch. No, he's off looking over fences. Got a cocaine hippo in your backyard?
I just snorted a crumb.
30 of them are fucking missing right now. And I know there's one around here someplace.
I grew up hopping in blinds. Backyards stealing people's weed. Now I'm a 40-year-old hopping in backyards trying to steal people's hippos.
Looking for a cocaine hippo.
Holy shit. Well, that just kind of blew my mind that was a real thing. Anyway, listen, guys, I want to say thank you both very much. I want you to remember who was responsible for 9/11. Oh, we have all the evidence we need.
Dude.
What?
Come on, man! You're killing me.
It's not
I think that's a theory.
I'm actually. Thanks, guys.
I think that's a conspiracy theory.
I'll tell you what. If it's not a conspiracy theory, it's the real thing. If this is real, and this is real, this is definitely fucking real. I think we can all agree.
There is absolutely zero proof of that being a real thing. I think that,
really? Cause look, there's evidence. One, two, three, four, five, six pieces of evidence. And in the last piece of evidence, he's gloating.
American. Wow. Do you think he started with the chair?
Guys, we gotta get out of here.
It looks like he's fanning the flames, and then the flames in part two, he's like, wow, I really nailed it.
Nick said, he was looking for crowd approval in the fourth picture. He's looking for crowd approval. This isn't good. I don't like anything about this right now.
Am I right, people?
In that fifth picture of the rubble, he's pointing. He's going, look over there. Nothing to see here of what I've done. And then he's clearly chasing off fucking IRS.
Oh my god!
In the last picture, he's hiding from the tax man.
Oh,
oh shit!
I think this may be a Photoshop job, and you've been conned by these conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I think you've been conned, Wixon, by those pictures. Those aren't real.
I don't think that's a real thing.
It was a very horrible attack that happened that day.
Like
they say.
I don't know what happened here. I feel like you guys turned against me when it's obvious that I wasn't the one responsible for this.
I am a real American.
I think somebody else might be responsible for this, and I don't want to point fingers, but there were some other people involved.
He may have been, actually.
And in fact, it might have been a partnership. I don't know for sure. God.
We're back.
Could be that. Anyway, all right. Well, listen, thank you very much, guys.
He just farted in that picture.
That is a face of a toot.
Look at that. He's like, oh, yeah, I am totally fucking crop dusting this one.
He's still in like the left cheek sneak position, kind of, isn't he? He's opening up his coat because it's wafting up underneath the jacket, up around.
He's trying to shoot it down the one leg of the fucking pantsuit.
Who hasn't done that? Tid, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Godfathers of podcasting. Catch it everywhere. Brady, man, thank you so much. Skelecast, you'll find that on all the platforms as well. We'll ask you to subscribe to this. And I'm never good with goodbyes.
Hulk Hogan didn't do 9/11.
No, he did